The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
We are joined by a young man whose career has started to take off. It is the Rangers catcher, Jonah Heim. He's going to turn 28 in 20 days, 19 days. The career has been a little bit of a zigzag. Drafted in 2013 by Baltimore. Traded in 2016 to Tampa. Traded in 2017 to Oakland. Traded in 2021 to Texas. And he's found a home here. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
And we're just great. In looking at your life and the facts about it, you were born in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I was born in Dunkirk, New York. Right down the road. I mean, 30 miles?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, I am a little older than you, though. Yeah,
just a little bit. Before we talk baseball with you, Jonah, I hear you're a huge Buffalo Bills fan. Maybe a huge day for you because Josh Allen is on the cover of Madden 24. Have you seen it? Are you going to play it with Josh and have the Bills Mafia outside going through tables and all that stuff?
Yeah, I actually did get a chance to see it about 20 minutes ago just scrolling through Twitter. I think it's pretty cool. Hopefully the man curse doesn't hit him too hard. I mean, I'd love to sit down and play with him, but I don't personally know him. So if we can make that happen, that'd be pretty cool.
All right, let's make that happen. I think that'll be a good thing. All right, let's talk some baseball. You guys are playing really well right now. Before we get to the team, just the news about DeGrom in the clubhouse. How did you guys handle that? What's the message delivered to the team by DeGrom or just some of the leaders on the team to keep this thing rolling?
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate. You see a guy like that who I don't think anybody wants to be out on the mound more than he does. You could just see the emotions in his press conference and how much he wants to be with us and help the team win. So he's going to be back. He's going to get healthy. He's going to get what he needs. And we can't wait for him to get back, but we got to stay together as a team. And we're praying that surgery goes well for him. And just we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And just when he gets back, it's going to be special. He's going to be the best pitcher in baseball again. And we can't wait for that.
Jonah, he threw, if I have the information correct, he went on the disabled list in late April and he threw five bullpen sessions. Did you catch any of those?
No, I didn't. I got to watch one or two of them. He looked good, but obviously when you're dealing with an issue like that, pain just kind of takes over. And he gave it everything he had. He worked hard every day to try to get back on the mound, but unfortunately he needed the surgery. And again, like I said, he's going to work. He was probably one of the hardest working guys in the team. Obviously, he wants to be out there with us each and every day, and so it's pretty unfortunate, but we'll be thinking about him.
So as a catcher and the exclusive, I guess, the conversations you guys have, not only while you're in the game catching, but in the clubhouse and leading up to the starts, is that pretty, you know, because sometimes you'll see someone have a personal catcher. You know, those guys are having those conversations all the time. And with the rest of the staff, how extensive are those conversations in the clubhouse, even 2-3 days before their starts, about strategy on the mound?
Yeah, it's a big part of what we do. We have a pitcher's advance meeting the first game of every series where we get all the pitchers in a room and we just want to talk about how we want to attack these guys. And And then we talked to the starter individually on their start date right before the game. So getting together a good game plan is big for us. It even starts at home. I got to do some homework on opposing batters, and then Mad Dog gets his scouting report, and we go over together. So it's a big part of what we do, and we take pride in it.
Mad Dog. I hadn't heard him referred to that as that before. What an interesting spring for you, though. As the regular catcher of the Rangers, all of a sudden, you've got to meet and understand DeGrom and Uvalde and Heaney and Will Smith. Golly, this must have been a busy first few weeks of the year for you, trying to get in touch with how they wanted to pitch.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of just one-on-one conversations on what they like to do and what they do best. And then it just started in the bullpen session, just trying to get a gauge on all their pitches and then just taking in the games. And in spring, you get to test some things out and see what they're working on, and which is great that we get to do that for 4 months or for 4 weeks before the season kicks off. So, yeah, spring is a huge for us. And luckily for us, we got them right as spring started. So it wasn't like we were behind the eight ball. So we had plenty of time to get to know these guys, and it's going really well so far.
Rangers catcher Jonah Heim. Don't forget, you can go to TexasRangers.com or MLB.com. You can vote up to 5 times a day. We need to get Jonah Heim to the All-Star game, because you're definitely deserving to go to the All-Star game with the year that you're having. Now, you're catching, and we all understand the rigors of the catching position. You're taking, you know, sometimes the foul tips and all that, and it's a brutal position to be at. But I want to talk about one at-bat that you had. I can't remember if it was the last game of the Seattle series or the first game of St. Louis. I can't remember. But you took like a foul tip to the foot or the knee or something, and it looked like it took you a little while to get back into the batter's box. It looked like it really hurt like hell. And they were trying to, I guess, understand where exactly it hit you. But your face was like, oh, my gosh. I felt like that was one of the more brutal foul tips you've taken.
Yeah, I think getting hit when you're hitting hurts a little bit more because you got no padding. When you're catching, at least you got all the gear on, and it takes some of the brunt. But I actually fouled the ball off the top of my back foot. So it took a little bit for me to – the pain's never going to go away, so you just kind of have to get used to the pain. So that's when it takes a little bit to get your body back into – remembering that you got to hit a ball, so
that you have a job to do, right? Because the pain is there.
I was able to stand up. I was able to move my foot, so I realized nothing was broke. So pain wasn't going to go away. So you just had to get it over with.
Now I know baseball's trying to speed up the game, but in a situation like that, do you sort of put your head down and say to the umpire, "Give me a minute here"?
Yeah, the umpires they usually have some pretty good feel in those situations because. They know it hurts, and obviously a couple of seconds here and there isn't going to kill the game clock. So they have great feel, and they always give us some time to get back in there.
Okay, Joan, I'm going to ask you a question that I think you're going to have to explain a lot to me, because I saw an article about the one-knee catchers, and the whole purpose is trying to steal some strikes at the bottom of the strike zone so the umpires can see more of the strike zone. But maybe it hampers you as far as trying to throw runners out because you are on one knee. And I know that's on purpose. Has that helped you as far as maybe just even getting more into the game? Or is that still in the back of your mind as far as trying to perfect it and still trying to be an effective catcher as far as getting the runners that are trying to steal, since it seems like stealing bases are more into the game right now?
Yeah, that's been a big emphasis ever since I got over here with Bobby Wilson. He's always a big component in if umpires are going to let us steal some strikes, we're going to need to steal them and give our pitchers some advantageous counts. So any pitch that we can make look good and look like a strike, we're going to do it. Obviously, we can't neglect the running game or blocking, so we have to make sure our body's in a good position that we're able to get either a good throw off or we're able to block the ball. So I feel like when I'm down on one knee, it's actually easier for me to block because I'm already down there. So there's not that extra step on getting back to your knees. So It's been an adjustment to try to find the perfect body position where I can do all three, and I think we're working hard every day to get there.
Chona, your offensive game has now advanced to the point where the Rangers trust you to hit fifth and sixth in this order, okay? I'm going to ask about your position. Pudge was a freak, okay? He arrived in major leagues at like 4 years old and left when he was 45 or something. But catchers, it appears to me, are slower developing people. There's so much to command the position that sometimes the offensive game is a little later in developing. Now, I look around the league and I see Haas in Detroit and the kid Theus coming forward now with the Angels and Elias Diaz starting to become a pretty good hitter in Colorado. And I would ask you, did your offensive game sort of catch up to your defensive game as a catcher?
Yeah, it's even when I was drafted, I was always known as a defensive first catcher, which if you're getting drafted as a catcher, you're either a really, really good hitter or a really, really good defender. So defense, I've always taken really good pride in my defense. And the last couple of years I've kind of figured out and made some good adjustments to my swing. And it's always a work in progress. So we're always trying to get better each and every day. But I feel really comfortable where I'm at right now. And just taking a good game plan up to the plate and trying not to do too much and hit the ball hard. So when I got all three of those things working, good things are going to happen.
Jonah Heim, Rangers catcher, on with us for a few more minutes. 20 games over 500, 40-20 the record after 60 games. I guess just talk about the vibe in the clubhouse, because it feels like you guys have a swag about you. This lineup has been really good 1-9. The pitching staff has almost been old school because Bochy. It just feels like an old school team vibe in the clubhouse, and it's paying off with you guys winning a lot of baseball games.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no better group to be a part of right now than the group of guys we got in this clubhouse. Just tremendous, everybody from one through the last guy. It's always just a bunch of A-plus dudes that you just excited to show up to work every day, each and every day, because you know you're going to have a good time. We got a lot of confidence right now. Each and every guy believes when they show up to the field that we're going to win that day. And then when you got a whole collective group thinking like that, good things are going to happen, and it's going to be a really good time.
Chona, I'd like to talk about your workload. Last year, when you emerged as an offensive player, you had four really solid months. And then August and September were not good months. And I wonder something. 127 games is a catching workload these days. Were there discussions with you and maybe the catching instructor Bobby Wilson and others about, hey, I did get a little tired last year?
I don't know if there's discussion per se. I think it was just kind of just known that catching is a grueling position. And if you're not on top of your body, making sure maintenance is 100% and your body's going to wear down. And that's a good lesson that I learned last year, that certain things need to be done, that my body can just stay healthy and stay where it needs to be. And took it into the off season, had a really good off season program and workout, and taking those lessons I've learned into this year, and body feel great, and just going to try to keep up on my maintenance and my recovery, and hopefully feel good up until the last out of the World Series is made and we won it.
Jonah, any big decision to cut the hair off this past week?
No, it was just kind of a combination of events, and it was getting a little warm and kind of annoying. The wind would blow and it would get in my face, and I was just ready for a change and not have to worry about it.
You know, that's a bad situation for a catcher, for your hair to get in your face. That's not good, Jonah.
Yeah, running for a pop-up and your hair's in your eyes is never a good time.
Well, Jonah, thank you so much for your time. We truly appreciate it. Don't forget TexasRangers.com, MLB.com. You can go vote up to five times a day. Let's get Jonah Heim to the All-Star game exactly where he belongs. Man, it's really nice meeting you and talking to you. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again real soon.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Jonah.
It's Jonah Heim, catcher for the Texas Rangers.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.